All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, if you didn't know any better, we would just all accept the fact that Republicans are going to take over the House, the Senate, and in 2024, the presidency. But the more you look closer and you see who some of the candidates are that they have, it's not a foregone conclusion that this is going to happen. And we have to be vigilant and not just accept what's being said.
Yeah, and they had the same issue in 2010 during the Tea Party. And what we're seeing now is a metastasized Tea Party cancer that's gotten worse. They can't help themselves. They've created a base that will provide completely unacceptable candidates for general elections. And so you got things like Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, who doesn't live there. He can see New York from the part of New Jersey where his mansion is.
Herschel Walker.
Just across the river. Herschel Walker, who was, you know, I have 3 degrees, but I'm a University of Georgia graduate for my master's. So, wonderful football player, apparently a terrible man, certainly completely unqualified for U.S. Senate, is running behind Raphael Warnock in what should be, you know, given Georgia in a midterm election, a hard seat for Raphael Warnock to hold. And there couldn't be a greater contrast between a great man who should be in the U.S. Senate and one who has no business being on the platform. And you have other candidates like this. In Ohio, the same thing has happened with that J.D. Vance, the guy who wrote the Hillbilly Elegy and has made what used to be a never-Trumper and now is a fawning Trump person. He's losing to Congressman Ryan by a number of points. And Missouri may even be in play, a very Republican state, because they may nominate someone just so crazy that even the state of Missouri can't vote for them. They haven't had their primary yet, but there's a risk of it. We're going to win the governor's race in Pennsylvania because they nominated such a crazy candidate. Same in Georgia because they nominated, instead of the moderate candidate that Governor Hogan, a very moderate Republican and very popular governor, was supporting, they put some crazy insurrectionist in who can never win a Democrat state like Maryland. So on and on, they've set this up. They have also, you see, in a midterm election, Earl, they would be best, and this is what Mitch McConnell's tried to do, to make it a referendum on Biden, because he'll be blamed for everything, whether it's his fault or not, right? But they can't. They've made themselves the issue with their Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade and other things we could talk about. That's the most famous thing they did, but it's more than that. With all the insurrection revelations coming out, the January 6th committee, and then these crazy candidates, they've made it. So despite the headwind that the Democrats are facing, we can still win this election because they're worse.
You know, Dr. Craig, the more you look at this, and you've been in this business a long time, and just where Republicans are today, I know in my lifetime I've never seen anything like it. And yet they pointed Democrats. And I think if people really did their own research, Dr. Craig, even those who call themselves Republicans, they would have to say that these people who are in these positions now are controlled by somebody, again, who is not like them. Somebody who is not concerned about making sure that they get a fair opportunity, even though they say that's what they're about. They're not there for the average everyday person. And the average everyday person, unfortunately, has been led to believe, because of their love for Donald Trump, as it was here in Wisconsin, the love for Scott Walker and enamored with those men, that they allowed themselves to be sucked into this, and now they don't know how to get out.
it's a bit of a trap for them. And it is true. People who study the history of ideologies point out that they generally go too far. They try to, they overreach. And they're overreaching, but we still, but they can still win. They have huge advantages. Their culture war stuff, hate and division works. And they switched the topic. You talked about how Republican voters need to focus more on issues. They're working very hard to make sure they don't. If you turn on Tucker Carlson on Fox News, it's about the alleged threat of the open border and people from south of the border. It's about transgendered people. It's about the crime wave, which is a way of saying black and brown people in the cities, as you know, Earl. It's all culture wars, and also the critical race theory made-up scandal about our schools, which is a lie, but a way to take on the and attack public education and teachers. That is what they try to make it about, and it can work. Why we need candidates who don't just run on how bad they are. That was Hillary Clinton's mistake in 2016. It was all about how bad Trump was. They have to inspire people that they're going to make government work, that they're going to make their lives better. That's why I like candidates like Mandela Barnes or, say, John Fetterman, who's going to likely win the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania. They're actually running where people could be excited about them being in office. And that's critical to do both to expose the other side, but to provide a positive vision about what our democracy can be, Earl, because there's a crisis in whether democracy can even work on both sides, including our side, and it's demobilizing our side.
You know, Dr. Craig, what are your thoughts about progressives and moderate Democrats, and can they heal that rift in time enough to understand what's at stake? You know, I mean, I get the progressives' feelings and thoughts on things. I really do, Dr. Craig. But you know, you get to a point where you wonder if we're going to be able to get that taken care of.
We need to treat it more like an alliance rather than one side or the other being predominant, because I think the power situation is that neither wing of the party is going to completely dominate it, and that we need each other. And that means respecting each other and seeing what strengths we bring to the table. Too many moderates simply want to eliminate progressive influence, to attack Bernie Sanders, to attack AOC, right? And there are progressives who simply want to wish away that there's a moderate wing to the party. We can want more than they will provide, but at this point, the progress is with an alliance. You saw it in Biden. Biden did a very progressive agenda for him because he listened to the progressive wing like no president has in 50 years. That's the progress we can make. But when moderates get up and say that progressives should not be protesting, say, the president or any U.S. senators on the Democratic side, what they're not saying to people is that if the left demobilized, they would try to take all the power back, like they had, say, in the Clinton years, and that we can't have either one. I think that's our problem in Wisconsin. I think Tony Evers needs a stronger reciprocal partnership with progressives rather than simply trying to follow only a moderate line, because it turns a lot of people off and it's going to reduce voter turnout. But I think Mandela will help him. If Mandela's U.S. Senate nominee, turn out the voters Governor Evers isn't, who will also then turn around and vote for Tony Evers after they vote for Mandela Barnes over Ron Johnson.
You know, Dr. Craig, I talk with a lot of progressives, younger progressives, and they are right that things have not been fair and with them as they begin Generation Xers and Zs, excuse me, and Ys, and so they want to see things move swifter. And things, can you imagine if there wasn't any Joe Manchin or Christian Sinema? Where we would be right now, Dr. Craig, we would have seen these major changes.
Yeah, we're two votes away from the biggest changes since the New Deal. Not everything we needed, but a huge start. Two votes away. We didn't really have a Democratic majority in the Senate because since we have a two-party system, Earl, we have to be in one or the other. We have people that would be in a separate party in other democracies. And Manchin and Sinema are not really the Democratic Party. If we win two more seats, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, then we actually have a working majority if we hold the House. And as within reach, and we need to inspire people with that, because they're rightfully upset about what hasn't been accomplished. But we just need just one more step in our knowledge. They think Biden has more power than he does. They need to pressure Biden, but we also need to get real about the president can't do legislation without a Congress.
Yeah. So, Dr. Craig, thank you. Really appreciate you taking the time out. You'll be on with us now every Wednesday at this time. Thank you again. We'll be talking soon.
Looking forward to it, Earl.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Got to run. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank my guests. Thank you, Connor. Or is it CJ? What is... Oh, you're Connor. Oh, all right. All right. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.